Well, listen, Bill, your friend Bob here hasn't said anything during the whole time.
Hasn't said a
word. And there's a story there that we want
there's
to have you
There's quite a story
tell.
With this old guy here.
Let's hear about Bob.
Yep. Hey, Bob.
Okay. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, hey, Bob. Okay. And it is quite a story. Hey, Bob. Don't know where to start. We'll just start with the beginning. 1945, the head of the Des Moines Safety Council was named Bob Hassett. H-A-S-S-E-T-T. Bob Hassett and a police officer from Omaha, who was really into safety, came up with an idea to have a children's program and call it Hey Bob. Now, why would they call it Hey Bob? Not because of Bob Hassett. Hey Bob, years ago, back in the 40s, we used to say, it was a slogan, Hey, be on the beam, or be on the ball, but be on the beam.
Yeah.
And there was Hey, B-O-B, Hey Bob. That's where they got the idea. What's the dummy idea? Well, their thought was this. If we could teach children safety the fun way and have them enjoy yelling, Hey, Bob, when someone's jaywalking or something, a violation of yell, Hey, Bob. That means, hey, you are a dummy. Hey, be on the beam. So that's that was the whole basis of this. Well, it started with Bob Hassett coming to KRNT management and saying we'd like to do a radio show. Now, this radio, 1945, he came to Des Moines. This would be 1946. No television generally at all. And they asked me if I'd create a show. And so I was certainly in my prime and generating the ideas, and I thought, okay, I'd like to try it. So Bob Hassett had ideas, I didn't. We got together and we created a radio show called Hey Bob. We had it in the fall 1946. First show, KRNT Theater, KRNT Studio, which would seat maybe 50 children. And we had our first show and had some children. And the way I designed it was to have fun. In other words, in my better years, I could yell at the top of my voice, what do you yell when you see a traffic violation? And the kids would yell, Hey, Bob! And, you know, explosive. And we threw pies. I have been hit by more pies, or as many as soupy sales, through these years. We blew up balloons. We had bubble gum competition. We had things going for the kids all the time. And as I say, we could wax on about this. At any rate, first show, second show, was again at the KRNT Studios, 13th floor, Registered Tribune Building. And the elevators were jammed. The studio was
second
jammed.
Show.
And just second show. There was panic all written all over our faces. I couldn't even hardly do the show because there were kids everywhere. So the next Monday morning, it was meet with management. What the H are we going to do with this show? We can't have it here. New Utica was the sponsor, a clothing store, mm-hmm. children's department. So they really moved the third floor, the third week, they moved to Paramount Theater, downtown Des Moines, a theater seating 1,300 mm-hmm. with the balcony. So our third show was there, and I was just sweating, you know, what's going to happen now? This huge place, and incredibly, there was a line of children, and we filled it downstairs at the studio of the theater, and we were on our way.
Right.
And we went for 5 years. We filled that studio almost 1,300. We turned them away many times. 1 year, I remember driving to Paramount Theater, and it was 11 below zero, and the line of children waiting to get in the theater went clear around the corner and a block up the street, 11 below zero. We took the show occasionally to KRNT Theater, which it was 4,200 seats, mm-hmm. because of big shows. And we did shows, Gloria Nord, on roller skates. We did the show from KRNT Theater, did the show on roller skates. We did the Ice Follies with Richard Dwyer and all the great ones on ice skates. So we did these shows, specials. One show we did at KRNT Theater was called the June Dairy Carnival, and it was our last show of a given year, 1949. It was Dairy Week and June Dairy Carnival, and they all got together, quarterbacked by Anderson Erickson Dairy, and we, Bunny Ofterdinger, I was trying to think of the name, he was the head of the AE's promotion department. They gave each child that came to the theater a cup of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
All right. KRNT Theater, 4,200 seats. They gave out 5,000 cups of ice cream. They were sitting together, of course. I hate to think of cleaning that up. But the kicker was, now here is nothing but a little radio show, not television.
This is radio.
Radio. 5,000 children turned up with parents, I'm sure. But, according to Mr. Ofterdinger, the next week, these dairies had to clean out everything. I mean, all of the dairies, Beatrice Foods and all that, had to clean out all of their ice cream because they gave out 5,000 more outside the door to children who couldn't get in.